Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. It's me, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going out there, peoples?
Hey, not much, man. You know, busy day in sports. You know, the Subway Series is going on in New York City. You know, we're going to lead off with that. Talk Rangers as Rangers advance to the next round. You know, face the winner of the Capital Islander series. Also, the Nets are still battling the Hawks. We'll talk about what's going on right now. We'll also talk about, the rest of the NBA. And, of course, you know, we're going to end it off with a little WWE stuff. And, of course, also talk about the Pacquiao fight and the Klitschko Jennings fight is also going on as we speak right now. So, you know, as usual, we'll leave the
phone lines. Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we'll leave the phone lines on for on for you guys to talk about whatever you want to talk about. You guys, of course, know the number, and feel free to call in.
Yeah, and that phone number is 646. Actually, sorry. It's 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189.
You got it. So feel free to talk sports and entertainment. No, that's what we're here for.
For real.
But, you know, without further ado, yeah, let's talk Subway Series. First game, Yankees took the first game of the series by the final score of 6-1. And, of course, as you know, Mac, being a diehard Yankee fan, that snapped the Mets' impressive 11-game winning streak. And basically, Pineda, he dominated the Yankees, I mean, not the Yankees, the Mets' offense that whole night. And, you know, Mets, you know, is typically a patient team. And Pineda exploited it, and he was just throwing strikes, and the Mets had no answer for him. And as a result, they took game one of the series, and as a result, prevented the Mets from winning, which would have been a franchise record 12 consecutive games of their franchise. But as I suspected, you know, the Mets would rebound with Harvey on the mound, and they did just that. And, you know, Harvey was spectacular. He was dominant, struck out 7, gave up 2 runs. And the Dark Knight, you know, he beat up the Joker. That is the New York Yankees. You know, he beat them up. You know, he definitely made the, you know, the childhood Matt Harvey cry today, because – you know, he definitely dominated against his the team he grew up watching, you know, and rooting for, you know, as a little kid. And, you know, as you know, Harvey was one out away from getting a complete game. And he pitched about 110. He threw like 110 pitches. And, you know, he walked his last bat. I think it was McCann before, you know, Terry Collins took him out of the game. But nevertheless, perfect performance. Kevin Pawlecki, you know, he made his major league debut a few days ago, and he finally hit his first major league home run. Congratulations to him. Off CC Sabathia, he tacked on another RBI later on in the game when the game was out of reach for the Yankees. And, you know, Duda hit a home run, his second home run of the year. Legarris hit a triple, RBI triple. I think he also hit a home run, too, later in the game, too, if I'm not mistaken. All around great performance by the Mets. You know, they needed to rebound from that devastating loss to the Yankees. Not standing-wise, but, you know, morale-wise, because, you know, Mets, you know, they dominated the National League East, as, you know, they needed to, because you know, the Nationals last year was the only team that dominated the Mets last year, you know. And Mets, you know, they set a franchise record. They won 10 consecutive games in the homestand after, you know, winning the last game of their series against the Braves nearly 2 weeks ago. So Mets, you know, they were dominating these nearly 2 weeks. And as a result, they won, 11 consecutive games. And the Yankees coming into Friday's game, they won 6-7, highlighted by them beating up on David Price. So it was an interesting matchup, you know. And I'm looking forward to the rubber game tomorrow night between Jonathan Nease and Nathan Eovaldi, the former Marlin, who only has one career win against the Mets entering tomorrow's game. What's your thoughts on the whole Subway Series so far?
Yeah, it should be a good one tomorrow. Rubber game. Yankees needed to get off to a good start by winning that game last night and preventing the Mets from creating history with their 12th straight win at Yankee Stadium. So good thing the Yankees didn't allow that yesterday, but today Mets got their revenge with Harvey on the mound. And tomorrow should be a good matchup. You know, you got Nease who got ejected in Friday night's game. So he's going to look to clinch this series for the Mets. Eovaldi will try to win one for the Yankees. So, matchup tomorrow. to it.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it, man. This, you know, the series is, you know, is always interesting, especially when the Mets are good, because, you know, it's usually a given that Yankees are usually a good team, you know. So
yes, sir.
When the Mets are really good, you know, it brings the city to like a whole new different level, that intensity. I mean,
a whole nut level.
I know, and yeah, this was like the first time coming into Friday night. This was the first time that you know, this is the first time I think I saw a statistic on I think it was Channel 11 yesterday, that you know, the Met telecast, that I think it was the first time since 1951 that two New York teams were first place.
Yeah.
Same time. Which would have been the Brooklyn.
I think it was Brooklyn and
Giants.
Brooklyn and Yankees, I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because before, right, it has to be the Yankees. It has to be Giants-Yankees, because the series before that, the pennant was between the Giants and the Dodgers. So,
yeah.
You know, of course, that was the Bobby Thompson game. So, yeah, the last time two New York teams were in first, you know, battling each other was of course, the you know, Giants versus Yankees.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you know, the Yankees end up winning that series, you know, as Yankees did during the golden age of baseball during the 50s. So, you know, it's, you know, I'm looking forward to hopefully Mets winning this series, you know.
Should be going tomorrow. Tomorrow night on Sunday Night Baseball, ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. And, yeah, talking about teams, you know, let's talk. You know, they're advantage, you know, and they beat the Pittsburgh Penguins 4 out of 5 games. They won game 5 in overtime.
Yep.
By the final score 2-1. And the Rangers are looking forward to facing the winner of the Capitals and the Islander series. So it should be interesting if either way, especially if Rangers and Islanders battle each other in what potentially could be the Islanders' last series, if Islanders advance, you know, in the Long Island, since, you know, they're moving to Brooklyn next year.
Yeah, I know a lot of New Yorkers want to see that, Islanders and the Rangers in the second round. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, definitely would be.
Matchup.
Yeah, definitely would be, for sure. You know, of course, Capitals, Rangers would be interesting too. You know, you got Ovechkin, you know, versus Lundqvist.
Rangers
but,
always beat the Capitals in the playoffs.
Yeah, you're not lying. But you know, like you said, the, you know, which is obvious, especially when, if you live in this city, you know, the rivalry between the Rangers and the Islanders, man, it's it goes without saying, man. You know that. Me personally, I wish it would have been the Eastern Conference Finals, but, you know, you gotta take what you get, what the schedule gives you. So.
Yeah.
But Islanders, you know, they even the series, so basically they gotta win Game 7.
Yeah.
For this to happen.
Monday, so Monday Game 7, that's gonna decide who moves on between the Islanders and the Caps.
And the Islanders won by the final score of 3-1. And, of course, you know, Halek, you know, their goalie had an impressive game.
Yeah.
And, you know, their captain Tavares scored, at least a goal in the game. So it's a pretty big time in New York sports right now, you know. And Washington, too, if you want to put it that way, because, you know, NBA, you know, they have the Wizards in the playoffs, you know, they have Nationals, who's behind the Mets in the standings. Just want to throw it out there.
Yeah.
The team everybody picked to be the leader of the division, but of course, as we mentioned, it's early, you know. But you know, so far the Mets are they're doing their thing, man. They're surprising everybody. You know, even me, I thought they would be a playoff team. I thought they would have a strong second half, but the Mets obviously have. But you know, they're starting off strong, and luckily with the Rangers and the Islanders playing, you know, could be some more magical moments, you know, in the city of New York.
Yeah, let's hope so. Let's hope they meet each other in that second round.
Yeah. And like me and you were talking to each other yesterday, you know, we're both hanging out, you know, watching the Islander, you know, the Rangers and the Subway Series game. Be careful what you wish for, because 2000, once Mets defeated the Cardinals and advanced to the World Series. I was hoping Yankees could clinch the ALCS against the Mariners, so it could be another Subway Series, because they hadn't been one since '56, you know, between the Dodgers and Yankees, which was ironically Jackie Robinson's last series of his career. And be careful what you wish for, you know. You know, the Islanders, you know, Islander or Rangers, you know, if they do face each other, you know, both teams, you know, because of the heated rivalry, you know, up until that point, you know, Rangers hadn't won a championship since 1940, before 95. And, of course, you know, the Islanders in the 80s, they dominated. They won, like, four Stanley Cup titles. So,
yeah,
you know, the rivalries heated up. So, for both teams, you know, be careful what you wish for, you know. Because, you know, when you're facing rivals, you know, it's going to be heated. And if your team don't win, you know, it's going to, you know, you're going to be pretty old. And with reason, obviously. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we see, you know, Metropolitan Division rivalry matchup coming up, you know, between the two New York teams.
Yeah, whether it be the Islanders, Caps. It doesn't matter what team the Rangers play right now. They can't be stopped. So they're going to whoop any team's ass right now.
Yeah, definitely look like it. And that's what we want to see happen. And, hopefully Rangers can avenge, the loss in the Stanley Cup against the Kings this year and hoist the Stanley Cup yet again.
Yeah, hope so.
And speaking of, a team that's also playing in Brooklyn, since, you know, the Islanders are going to move to Brooklyn, as we mentioned, next year. And speaking of another team that's going to share the Barclays Center, the Nets. Nets, they salvaged a game at home. They were down 2-0 in the series until they came back, got a little home cooking. And, they won the game, you know, to try to stay alive because, you know, we all know in sports, once you're down 3-0, you know, it's basically over. Only a few times in sports, you know, one time in baseball in 2004, I won't mention what team, you know, playing the Bronx.
Yeah, you already know what team that is.
Yeah, and, a few teams in hockey that happen. But other than that, you know, it's pretty much a done deal, you know, once you're up 3-0. So luckily for the Nets, you know, they were able to avoid being down 3-0 at home.
Man, Nets are horrible. They're going to lose this year.
Nets are, you know, most likely going to lose the series because, I mean, for the last decade, Hawks have always been a feisty, tough team to beat. And now Hawks are literally dominating the NBA, the East. you know, only the Warriors were better than them this year. So, you know, the Hawks, man, Hawks are no joke.
Yeah, the Hawks they're gonna win their next game.
Yeah,
Nets don't stand a chance.
Yeah, I would be completely shocked, you know, if this series gets tied, you know. But I strongly doubt that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And the Nets they beat the Hawks with a final score of 91-83 Saturday night, and they live to, you know, to hope they live another day, even though they weren't technically down elimination. But if they were down 0-3, I mean, you basically could kiss the series goodbye.
Yeah.
But, you know, luckily for them, you know, they beat up the Hawks. You know, they defend home court.
Yeah.
Now they're going to try to even up the series when they face them.
Again. Well, no, actually, aren't they down?
Yeah, they're down 2-1.
Oh, I thought they were down 3-1.
No. They won today. They won 91-83.
Right. I thought they already played like four games already.
Nah, this is the third.
Oh, the third game. Okay.
The one. And Brook Lopez might opt out of the contract. You know,
I thought they were gonna trade him already.
Yeah, I thought so too. You know, he's a good scorer, but the problem is, you know, he doesn't rebound that much, and he's injury prone.
Yeah.
And he's on the last year of his $60.8 million contract. You know, so basically, you know, he's been a bust. I mean, you know, he can't stay healthy. I mean, he's a good scorer, but you know, for a center, man, he
should
has
do
to
more.
Be more dominant.
Yeah.
You know. But to his credit, you know, he did have 22 points and 13 rebounds today. So I mean, you know, he was the catalyst for them today. And plus Bogdanović, you know, he also had 19 points also. So you know, not to mention, you know, some, you know, performance by Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson had 16 and 10. So, you know, I mean, they showed up. They played. They all had awesome games, you know, to help them get this win, a much-needed win at home. So, you know, I tip my cap to them. You know, they did what they had to do.
Yeah. Now they're going to try to tie the series now.
Yep. And, shifting gears on the, you know, the Knicks, you know. The Knicks are obviously not in the playoffs. And, you know, there's rumors that they're going to, they're going to try to go after LaMarcus Aldridge. And if they don't get the lottery pick, the number one pick, they're most likely going to trade it away.
They better not do that.
Yeah, if they don't get the first two picks, you know, because they're expected to get the sixth pick. No, not that. Well, yeah, they might get the sixth pick. You know.
That doesn't make any sense. They finished with the second worst record, and that's going to increase their chances in how many balls they get in the lottery. They can't finish lower than six.
No, that's what I'm saying.
They have to be in the top three at least.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the ping pong balls is, you know, it's not a done deal. You know, it's the luck of the draw. I mean, right now they're expected to be number two because they had the second worst record. After
right.
the Timberwolves, because thanks to their victory against the Hawks, you know, that pretty much killed their chances of, you know, getting the worst record.
But they have the second most balls in the lottery, so that should increase their chances of.
Yeah.
I mean, they should at least be in the top three.
Yeah.
If they fall to six, that's gonna be very disappointing.
Yeah, they're not going to get anybody at that that you know, they're not gonna get anybody of significance unless if you know, they're really you know, they really do their homework.
Yeah.
And surprise people, you know, I don't see anybody, you know, of value there.
Yeah. So
hopefully they get the number one pick, but we'll
I
see.
Hope so.
But also in football news, you know, the Tim Tebow, he signed with the Eagles. What's your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good thing for Tebow, you know, see him back in football again. And I don't know how the Eagles are going to use him because he's most likely not going to start for them. So he's going to back up and probably play a little running back, maybe even wide receiver.
Yeah. I know it's his dream to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, but he if he wants to stay in the NFL, he got to be open to playing other positions because, you know, most likely is, you know, him being a quarterback, or at least a starting quarterback, that's, you know, basically done.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, he last played with the Jets, and after he played that, you know, as a Jet, you know, as a backup, he tried to make it with the Patriots, but he got cut before the season started. And speaking of the Patriots, they had a ceremony earlier this week, you know, at the White House, you know, to celebrate their White House, you know, the Super Bowl championship.
Yeah.
And Darrell Revis, who was, of course, on that team, he went to the game. He went to the ceremony, but shockingly, Tom Brady didn't show up.
Yeah, I heard about that.
But, you know, congrats to Revis, you know. He got the ring, you know, he got to get his props, you know, winning at the White House, winning the Super Bowl, and hopefully he'll be back next year and
with the Jets.
Bring the rest of the Jets team to the White House. But with that in mind, you know, talking about championships, Extreme Rules is on. You know, you got Seth Rollins in his first title defense in a pay-per-view against, his first title defense period. He's going to battle Randy Orton inside a cage, and of course, RKO is banned. Who do you think is going to win this match?
Wow. I think Seth Rollins is going to retain it.
I agree as well. I mean, Randy Orton's been on a tear, you know, highlighted by that RKO he gave Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. Now that I think about it, all these Extreme Rules matches are rematches of WrestleMania. So that's probably why there's not much passion
right,
for
man.
The pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
Like, rematches. They could have saved the rematches for, like, SummerSlam or something, you know, like they used to do back in the days.
Yeah.
They just fought each other like a month ago already.
I know. And, I mean, there's no excitement for this pay-per-view at all.
There is none. And that's the problem. It's Extreme Rules. It should, on paper, should be extreme, but, I mean, there's nothing extreme about it. Unless if you want to count Sheamus's, you know, kiss my, you know what, match.
It's my arse.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be a lame match. I think Sheamus is going to win that match.
Yeah, me too.
With his recent heel turn. Daniel Bryan's hurt, so he's most likely not going to defend his title against Wade Barrett, the Intercontinental title. Of course, you know, Cena is going to retain most likely against Rusev in the Russian chain match. Let me see what other matches are there.
The Dean Ambrose Luke Harper match might be a good one.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's gonna be a good match.
Chicago Street Fight.
Yeah, that should be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm picking Dean Ambrose to win that one. I mean, I know he's a lovable loser, but I think he's due a win.
Yeah, I think he'll win also.
Let's see what other matches are there off the top of my head. There's a Divas match too, I think, right? Nikki versus Paige, right?
Naomi.
Naomi is against Paige. That's why Naomi turned heel, because Paige beat her at London.
Really? I thought it was Nikki defending the title against Naomi.
I don't think so. I think that's why she's PO'd, because she beat the Nikki so many times, but she doesn't have the title shot opportunity, but Paige does. So that's the reason for her heel turn. So I think it is Paige versus Nikki.
Really? I thought it was Nikki. Didn't you see Nikki the other night? You sure?
Let me check. I'm pretty sure it's Paige versus because I think Paige defeated Naomi for the opportunity.
So it's Paige versus Nikki?
Yeah, it's Paige versus Nikki. I'd be surprised if it's otherwise. That's why she turned heel.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard, there's rumors that Samoa Joe was backstage at one of the NXT tapings. So his debut with WWE could be imminent, you know. The rumors that I'm hearing, it's gonna be June. So it would be awesome if he does make his debut in NXT and ultimately make his WWE debut in the future.
Yeah. Should be interesting. Want to see how he's going to do in WWE.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm trying to think. What other matches in the Extreme Rules are there? Let me see quickly. Oh, yeah, there's the Cesaro Kid. Versus New Day. They're going to retain. Tyson,
I think,
and
so.
Cesaro. Even though New Day is now finally turning heel. But I think Kid and Cesaro is going to win. They're going to hold on to the title.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, Ambrose and Harper. We already said Ambrose is going to win. Daniel Bryan, Daniel Bryan is not going to be able to defend his title because of the injury. But I would have picked Daniel to win anyway.
Well, it looks like it's still on schedule. It's still on the WWE side right now. So they haven't ruled out that match yet.
All right. Roman Reigns versus Big Show, last man standing match. We know Roman Reigns is going to win that. Oh, looks like you're right. According to this, it's Nikki versus Naomi.
Yeah, I could have sworn that's what they said.
I could have sworn Paige won. That's why she had the heel turn. This is weird. Well, anyway, Nikki's going to retain it.
I think so. Well, I could see Naomi actually winning it, and then maybe that sets up a match between her and Paige, maybe.
You might have a point there, because I assume the tag team match or the Divas match, has to be a title change, because there's not going to be a lot of major title. You know what? I think you convinced me. Nikki has been holding on to the title for a while.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna agree with you. Naomi is going to win it.
I could see that.
And
I think it's time.
What did you say?
I think it's time that the title changes hands.
Yeah, that's true. And there should have been a Divas match at the title match at the WrestleMania, but, you know, that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so Sheamus is going to win the Kiss My, you know, Arse match. And like we said, Seth Rollins will retain against Orton. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with you on all those points, and I think if Daniel Bryan does fight tomorrow, he'll defeat Wade Barrett.
No doubt. Anything you'd like to add?
Should be a fun night tomorrow. Extreme Rules, Subway Series. Should be very fun, and come back here, check out Sports Urban Legend. Hopefully Sunday's at 6 at his normal time.
Oh, hopefully. Nothing unforeseeable happened. And of course, you know, we'll talk about the Mayweather Pacquiao. I'm picking. I'm rooting for Pacquiao, but I think Mayweather's going to stay undefeated.
Same here. I wish Pacquiao would win. Mayweather is going to win this fight.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome match, no doubt about it. And Klitschko is battling. Is that match over now?
Yeah, it looks like it's over. It looks like he retained the title.
Yeah, I think this was his, 25th title defense. I think I read somewhere it'll make him one record shy of Joe Lewis's record, which is 26 title defenses. I mean, which is
definitely a great champion.
Yeah. And the problem is, you know, because he's not American, people are not as interested in his title reign.
Right. And he's held it for a while now.
Yeah, and of course, you know, he recently had a baby with Hayden Panettiere, a woman you're very familiar with.
Yeah, he's a champion in the ring and in the bedroom.
But, you know, with that case, you know, congrats to him, you know, on another title defense.
Yeah, congrats.
You know, it would be interesting, but it'll never happen. Mayweather versus Klitschko match to unify the world heavyweight title, since, you know, he's always bragging about he's the best ever. But obviously,
nah, that'll never happen. Two different weight divisions.
Yeah, he's 100 pounds over him. By that default, Mayweather would be the underdog. It'd be like Big Show versus him.
Exactly.
That WrestleMania, I think, 24.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, that would be an interesting thing, but that's never going to happen. I mean, Mayweather's smart enough to know that, you know, he's very protective of his winning streak, which, you know, you can't blame him, you know. He's on the quest of history, you know.
Yeah, and if they did fight, Klitschko would destroy him.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Much bigger, twice his size.
Yeah. I mean, that's obvious.
Yeah.
So that's why it's kind of comical that, I mean, obviously Mayweather is one of the greatest fighters of all time, but for him to say that he's better than Ali, I mean, who's a heavyweight, arguably the greatest,
yep.
You know, had so many epic battles, you know, with Frazier and George Foreman and all, you know, a bunch of guys, you know, during, you know, as well, you know, champion, world heavyweight champion, I mean, it's comical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
But you know, I'm definitely looking forward to that match between him and Pacquiao, a lot more than I am about Extreme Rules. Something about me being a huge WWE/, professional wrestling fan. So we'll definitely keep you guys posted about what happens next week.
Yep.
So, you know, we want to thank you for listening to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. He's Macaulay Matthew. I'm William Ramo, and I'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Peace out.